take it away.
Okay. My name is Matthew Wild. I'm going to talk about, it's a hopefully not too technical talk, but the topics are technical, but I am trying to keep it general. Who am I? I founded the Prosody XMPP server. XMPP is an open chat protocol, so the idea is you can choose the software that you use to chat with, you can choose your service provider. All the providers federate using a server-to-server protocol, so this is like some other open federated networks. There's email, which we're all familiar with, where you can choose your provider, choose your software. There's the phone network, which kind of works, and many of you here have probably heard of Matrix. That's another very similar, like, goals to XMPP, where we have an open protocol and we're doing federation and we're bridging to like proprietary networks. So Prosody is an XMPP server that you can self-host. It's all open source. Snicket is a newer thing, which is kind of an all-in-one XMPP setup. It's kind of more like a self-hosted WhatsApp. I actually created it for my family because they were still using WhatsApp, even though I'd been working on XMPP for a long time. So Snicket has like apps and stuff that's all just working out of the box with voice and video calls and things. As part of this, I worked on modern XMPP, which is a set of guidelines, UI guidelines, because the XMPP Standards Foundation, of which I'm one of the directors, we publish protocols and we say, this is, you know, how you send a file, this is how you send a chat message or make a call, but we don't say this is, you know, how you should structure the UI. So I wanted to bring some consistency and some good guidelines and help developers with that. So yeah, I'm also part of the XMPP Standards Foundation. I'm the executive director. I work on the board, but I've also been on the technical council. And I'm involved in a lot of XMPP things. So this talk is focusing on something that I had a grant for from NGI Assure via NLNet.